Negro pugilist, his name was Jack Johnson. Now old Jack Johnson, he was the toughest man in the whole wide world. He used to walk around whopping people upside the head, making all sorts of money. Like I say, old Jack Johnson, he was a pugilist. He was a pugilist by preference and by profession. And one day old Jack came walking on down by the pier side. He's just walking on down. His manager come walking on down by the pier side. He says, hi, Jack. He says, hi, manager. He says, what you doing? He says, I'm just walking on down by the pier side. He says, what's up? He says, I got a gig for you. He says, got a gig for me? He says, that's right. He says, whereabouts? He says, over in England. He says, what am I going to do over there? He says, well, you're going over and whop this guy upside the head and make all sorts of money. Old Jack says, that's groovy, baby. That's really groovy. You give me a ticket on the next flight out. He said, ticket on the next flight out? This is 1914. Why, the Wright brothers haven't even started fooling around with Kitty Hawk yet. He said, who's she? Midnight on the sea, the band was playing there. My God, farewell, Titanic, farewell. Old Jack says, well, how am I gonna get there, baby? He says, oh, I'm gonna show you. And he whips open a newspaper and shows him a picture of the USS Titanic, folks. She's the world's biggest ship. She's made out of good wood and good iron. They said she'd never go down. He says, you mean I'm going over on the boat? And he says, that's right, baby, you're going on the boat. He said, well, let's get some tickets. He said, all right, so they head on down to the ticket taker's place. He walks on up to the ticket taker. He walks on in and says, hey, man, I want to buy me some tickets. He said, got red ticket, green ticket, yellow ticket, blue ticket, what kind of ticket you want? He said, I want a red one. He gave him some loot and he laid it on him. Jackie's got his ticket now. He takes everything he owns. He wraps it on up in a diaper and he hangs it on a stick over his back and goes heading on down by the pier side. He getting on down by the pier side and his manager's down there by the pier side. And there she is, folks, the USS Titanic. She's lined up beside 250 parking meters. The captain's getting done ready to split because he run out of time. Now, around this time, there was an Italian senator in the state house, and all Italian senators, them got brothers, own construction companies, and this one had a brother, he owned a construction company, and the Titanic, she was made out of good Italian wood, good Italian, and they said she'd never get down. So there's old Jack standing on the bottom, got everything he owns wrapped on up in that diaper, hanging on a stick over his back. He shakes hands with his manager, goes walking on up the gangplank. The captain's standing on the top. He get up onto the top, and the captain look at the ticket. He look at the ticket, he look at Jack. He look at the ticket, he look at Jack. He look at the ticket, he look at Jack. He look at the ticket, he look at Jack. Look at it. He says, sorry, baby, wrong color. Says, me or the ticket? This is you. Wouldn't let Jack Johnson on board. They said this ship don't haul no coal. Farewell, Titanic, farewell. It was midnight on the sea. The band was playing near my God. Farewell, Titanic, farewell, yeah. So Jack says, it's all right, baby, it's all right. I'm gonna sit right here. I'm gonna pay and watch you go right on down. She sails on out into the North Sea. She's out there floating around in and out between the icebergs, and old Jack standing on the pier. I gotta tell you about the people on the Titanic. Now, first of all, there's a whole bunch of Jewish people from Miami. They're jumping up and down. They're laughing. They're drinking booze. They're trading wives and Cadillacs and diamonds and having all sorts of good, clean party fun. Then there was the people who run the boat. Now, the people who run the boat, they know all about running boats. They know all about hoisting up landlubbers and battening down hatches and doing all sorts of other good things like all good sailors do when they're far away seeing. Then there was the captain, not a captain. He know how to walk like a captain, write like a captain, walk like a captain, talk like a captain, smell like a captain, eat like a captain, do all sorts of captain things. Then there was the first mate. Now I gotta tell you about the first mate. Now the first mate, he don't know nothing about Jewish parties. He don't know nothing about hoisting up landlubbers. He don't know nothing about captains. He wants to want to go over to England. He want to play his guitar. He want to run around, chase women, have all sorts of good time. And he sideways, this fella, his sideburns, they're just a little too long, he give away. See, even down in Mexico, he been working in this rope factory down in Mexico now. Down in Mexico, they make rope out of this funny little hemp plant that grows wild in the ground. Some of you people grow it in flower pots under your bed. Anyways, down there, and he's making rope out of this funny marijuana plant. And one day, the rope factory, she catch fire, and he run back on in to save his lunch. He's got two sardine sandwiches. Running back on in to save his lunch, he gets inside, and there's all this funny smoke floating around up inside, and he gets some of this funny smoke up inside his head, and he sit down in the middle of the fire, and he say, shit, baby, I ain't gonna make rope no more. Take everything he own, he wrap it up on up in a diaper and a knapsack too. And he hanging on down to the Titanic. He get to the Titanic, he standing on the bottom, walking on up the gangplank. The captain standing on the top. The captain says, what you got, boy? He says, I'm coming on. This is what you got. And this is where I got me two changes of BVDs. I got me my guitar, I got me my address book, a pair of socks, four Mass Marvel comic books, a tennis racket, and 497 and a half feet of rope. This 497 and a half feet of rope. What do you got that for? He says, oh, I just carry it. So he says, all right, go on board. And he did. It was midnight on the sea. The band was playing near my goddie. Farewell, Titanic, farewell. They wouldn't let Jack Johnson on board. They said, this ship don't haul no coal. Farewell, Titanic, farewell. That brings us up to what's happening now. The Titanic, she's floating around, in and out between the icebergs. The Jewish people are partying, they're trading wives and Cadillacs and diamonds. They're drinking booze and having all sorts of party fun. Everybody else is hoisting up landlubbers and battening down hatches. The first mate is hanging over the rail, he's having himself a little smoke. He's digging the iceberg, having himself a little smoke, and it's the captain's time to do his thing. The captain comes on out. Remember I told you about the captain? He knows how to walk like captain, ride like captain, talk like all sorts of captain. He comes on out and he's standing on his thing right now is that he's got to go out and test the wind, so he casts his nose up into the north wind and he goes, first mate, he says, hey, first mate, what's that you smoking? He says, that ain't nothing but a little old cigarette, captain. He says, I don't believe it. Give me a puff. He says, all right. So the captain take himself a little puff. Nothing happened right away. He says, it's all right. It's all right. It's just a cigarette. I'm going for a walk. And that's what it did, folks. He went for a walk. He went out walking around the boat. He went walking toward the wheelhouse. He walked around the wheelhouse once. May he look on over at the captain. And he say, you want another tall captain? And the captain, he say, right. So this time he's gonna tell the captain a little bit about the smoke that he's smoking. He says, now, the idea, captain, the idea is to get the smoke way down deep inside your tummy and hold it there just as long as you can. It'll make your head feel good all inside. So the captain says, all right, he take himself three big tokes off that funny little brown weed. He says, I'm commencing to hold it in. He walked around the wheelhouse, he went downstairs, he laid down, he got up, he ran in the other room, he sent a radiogram. He came on back in, he took a shower, he come out, he shaved. He laid down, he got up again, he turned on the television, he turned off the radio. He played a game of cribbage, he read his Mass Marvel comic book. He walked in the kitchen, made a cup of tea, made a cup of coffee, sat down, ate a piece of pie, went upstairs, played another game of cribbage, went back in, finished his other Mass Marvel comic book. Laid down, he had the television, the radio, the egg beater, the air conditioner, everything's all going at once. He walks up on deck and this is 52 minutes later and this cat ain't breathed yet. So the first mate see him standing up there on the rail, he's all puffed up like a balloon. He says, "You gotta let it out, Captain." So the captain, he let it all out at once. Falling right down on the wheelhouse floor, he's out cold. Oh, this is brings us up to what's happening again, folks. The Titanic, she's sailing around in between the icebergs. Everybody else is having parties. The Jewish people, they're jumping up and down. They're trading wives and Cadillacs and diamonds and drinking booze. Everybody else is hoisting up landlubbers, battening down hatches and doing sail things. The first mate's hanging over the rail. He's having himself a little smoke and digging the icebergs. And the captain's out cold on the wheelhouse floor. Midnight on the sea, the band was playing, and my God, see, farewell, Titanic, farewell. Now they wouldn't let Jack Johnson on board, they said the ship don't haul no coal, farewell, Titanic, farewell. All of a sudden, the captain's eyes popped wide open and stood right up straight, grabs a hold of the wheel, looks on out at the bow of that boat and he say, "I'm gonna move you, baby." And it did right on into an iceberg and she went right on down. It rolled midnight on the sea, the band was playing in my God's deep. Farewell, Titanic, farewell. He wouldn't let Jack Johnson on board. He said the ship don't haul no coal. Farewell, Titanic, farewell. That's the true story of the Titanic, folks. She went right to the bottom. She took with her all the Jewish people, all the first mates. She took with them the captain. She took with them the landlubbers. She took with them the Mass Marvel comic books, the tennis racket, and 497 and a half feet of rope. Meanwhile, back on the stateside, old Jack Johnson, why, he's standing up on the pier, he's fishing away, he's got himself a little stick and a line, and he gets a tug, he pulls it on up, it's a big, wet, blue, soggy mess, and on the inside on the line, and written in big gold letters, it says, USS Titanic, and stuck right above it was a wet road shack. That boy was so happy, he started doing the Eagle Rock up and down that pier like a scorn eye star. He's gonna do the Eagle Rock now, everybody in for the Eagle Rock. See, the band was playing near my God. Farewell, Titanic, farewell. God, he wouldn't let Jack Johnson on board. He said, "This ship don't haul no coal." Farewell, Titanic, farewell. Farewell, Titanic, going down.
Thank you. I think that's enough of a fanfare, don't you? It's not a big deal here. I'd like to welcome you to the inaugural edition of the Bit Slap with KBC. That's me, by the way. And you may remember me from WFMU years ago. Well, I'm back, baby. I'm back. And I'm broadcasting to you from the safety of my own home in Danville, New Jersey. My spacious studio here in Addlewood. And I'll be bringing you oddities, novelties, funny stuff, silly stuff, stupid stuff. Whatever you can stand by the week. And as if to prove it, we started with the legend of the USS Titanic, which was actually the HMS Titanic, but who's counting? That was Jamie Brockett from about 1968. Jamie's a Boston native, sort of. He grew up in Grafton, Mass. He's still active today. He's out there touring. He's been called a touring machine. He tours all the time. And he's probably out there somewhere tonight playing the legend of the USS Titanic. It's kind of an albatross around his neck. But it made him instantly famous from an album called Remember the Wind and the Rain, which also brought us the Talking Green Beret, New Super Yellow, Hydraulic Banana, Teeny Bopper Blues. And I believe Jamie now lives in Vermont. Or is it Massachusetts, or is it New Hampshire? I couldn't find out. But he's out there, and he's looking for you. We followed that up with The Child's Guide to Good and Evil from the West Coast Pop Art Experimental Band, from the album of the same name, the third album from the West Coast Pop Art Experimental Band. They were made up of Bob Markley, Sean and Danny Harris, and Michael Lloyd, and later Rob Morgan on guitar. And they were all brought together by Kim Fowley out in the L.A. area. Bob Markley was the son of a Oklahoma oil tycoon, but wanted to go to L.A. and make music. Later on, he got in trouble with some young girls and eventually wound up in a nut house, but who's counting? After that, Ultimate Spinach, the Funny Freak Parade. I'm sorry, I was off in Gathering Will somewhere. That was Ian Bruce Harris and his, I believe it was his wife, Barbara Hudson. And that was the first and really only good album by the Ultimate Spinach. I guess the second one was pretty good. The second one was called Behold and See. The first one was, of course, Ultimate Spinach. Word has it they're still touring today with no original members, and just like the Temptations, I guess, eh? And then finally we heard from The Spawn and Clams. Can't tell you anything about that. Here's the deal. I'm going to look up this stuff every week, try to give you some information on what it is, just so you don't feel like you're being taken for a ride, and be using Google, Wikipedia, whatever else I can get my hands on. And as far as the Spawn goes, why don't you look up Clams and Spawn and see what you get, all right? And you'll find out what I'm up against. All right, once again, I'm KBC, and you're in my home. We may be subject to a cat attack. I have three cats, Lucy, Jersey, and Ozzy. We'll probably be attacked by Jersey at some point. She's ill-mannered, but she's my girl. And if you want to get a hold of me, you can. It's kbcradio@hotmail.com. And I'm here under the auspices of WFMU, and I want to thank Ken Friedman and Liz Berg for helping me out getting started here and bringing me back into the fold. It's been a long time. Last time I was on the air was, I think, 1997. But I still have all of my music. I've taken a lot of my tapes and transferred them over to MP3 tracks. And I'm putting this whole thing together thanks to the miracle of computers using Nero, if you're counting. And if you have any questions, get in touch with me, suggestions, complaints, whatever, let me know. But in the meantime, let's just get on with it. I have more music for you. And I'll come back in a little while to try and explain myself. So hang in there. It gets a lot better, I swear. Or maybe not. You don't know. My job is to keep you guessing and to clear out all those cobwebs in your brain. All right, so let's get started. Let's get these guys out of here first.
I really can't say.
Oh,
but it's cold outside. Simply must go.
Cold outside.
The answer is no.
It's cold outside.
The welcome has been
lucky that you dropped
so nice and warm.
Look out the window at that storm.
My will be
gosh, our lips look delicious.
Brother
waves upon a tropical
my
shore.
My main mind is
gosh, our lips are delicious.
Well, maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blessing
I've
before.
Got to get
baby, you'll freeze out there.
Say, lend me a coat.
Drop your knees out there. When you touch my
but don't
hand.
You see?
How can you do this? Think of my lifelong sorrow.
There will be plenty implied.
If you caught pneumonia and
really
died, get over that old doubt.
Ah, oh, but it's cold.
I'm just a bashful boy in love with Mary Green. She is really the sweetest gal that I have ever seen. I've always lacked the courage to even squeeze her tight, but I've resolved to do my stuff when I see her tonight. I'm gonna give it to Mary with love. I've got something that she's fondest of. Now I know that she has had it before, and Mary's a gal that all the fellas adore. I'll let her take it right in her hand, 'cause I know she'll stroke it so grand. Like Jack and Jill, we'll both get a thrill when I give it to Mary with love. My little kitten, I'll give it to Mary with love. I'm gonna give it to Mary with love. She's my sweet cute turtle dove. About my lovin', she's always been keen. She'll say when I give it, it's the finest she's seen. She'll think of it long after I'm gone. I'm gonna put it right where it belongs. Like Cleo and Mark, we'll spoon in the park when I give it to Mary with love. I mean a necklace, I'll give it to Mary with love. To Mary with love. When I do it, I may need a shove, because you see, I'm so bashful and shy. I'm afraid she'll take it from some other guy. I want to be her number one man and give it the best that I can. I'll be daring and dashing, for she's my passion. When I give it to Mary with love, I mean a diamond. I'll give it to Mary with love.
Dressing him. Why do you have to jump? into the water. Why do you have to jump into the jello? Ready for the basketball?
Smile and weep a while. 'cause it's real George to carry. Don't be a snob, you two can stop if you just tear I. Don't you know? And weep a while, 'cause it's a real George to carry. Don't be a snob, sit down and sup. Come on and
I'm only guessing here, but I think probably the scenario there was they're in a meeting one afternoon at the Hooked on Classics factory, and it's getting near lunch. It's kind of late. Everybody's fidgety, and some guy finally just gives up and says, "Look, I'll tell you what. Why don't we just segue Rhapsody in Blue to Camptown Races? What could go wrong?" The rest is history. Started that set with Tammy Why Not and Open Me First, a Christmas song. Yes. Guess what? You're getting a Christmas song every week. No need to thank me. That came off of a Bob and Tom show. Bob and Tom are a couple of radio guys out in L.A. And every year they put out a Christmas CD for charity. And that was the 1991 edition. Can't tell you much about Tammy Why Not. She sure sounds like my kind of a woman. But the only information I could find on her indicated that she's some kind of a drag queen from Wisconsin. I could be wrong about that, but I got a dead end. What can I tell you? After that, Elsa Lancaster and her husband Charles Lawton, Baby It's Cold Outside, and I will caution you now, do not get any mental images of the two of them cuddling up together. It will just lead to ruin. Don't go there, okay? Trust me on this. Following that, Ukulele Ike, Cliff Edwards, the voice of Jiminy Cricket, and I'm going to give it to Mary With Love, one of those silly little double entendre songs that they loved so much back in the 30s. There was a depression, there wasn't much else to do. After that, Julie Brown, Girl Fight Tonight. This isn't Downtown Julie Brown from MTV, but the other one. From a single from her album Trapped in the Body of a White Girl, which was produced by Julie and her husband at the time, Terrence McNally. Now, this is not the playwright, but the actor. Julie was discovered by Lily Tomlin doing stand-up and wound up as a kind of a bit player in just about every other TV show you can think of. And she even had two series of her own. And she rewrote her biggest hit, Homecoming Queen Has a Gun, as the ex-beauty queen's got a gun, about Sarah Palin last year. Maybe you heard it, maybe you didn't. I didn't. Following that, Kokomo Arnold and the Dozens. Kokomo was a left-handed slide guitarist, born in 1901, wrote the Milk Cow Blues, which was transformed by Elvis and Aerosmith. He quit music back in 1938 so he could go work in a factory, and when the blues explosion of the late 60s happened, he was just not interested. And they tried to drag him back, but he wouldn't do it. Died in 1968. After that, something from a cassette I found somewhere by someone calling himself Me, Myself, and I. That was Tea Time at Osakis. Only information I can give you is it had a Queen's phone number on it, on the cassette. I threw out the artwork years ago because it made absolutely no sense. And I can tell you that Osakis is in Minnesota, all right? After that, Try for Mr. Stan Freberg. Don't get me started on Stan. This is just him unleashing the Johnny Ray within him. So I got more coming up for you now. Please listen, and you will hear more about it later. Okay? Enjoy.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the mice in the Eleanor Rigby raises the price, chops up the ice.
Oh,
I,
what is
Eleanor Rigby looks through the light. I'm trying to sing a song. All I want to do is do Eleanor. I'll do it myself.
Oh, look at all the lonely people. Eleanor Rigby eats all the rice in the church for her wedding had been. No, not eats all the rice. Eleanor Rigby picks up the dice, raises the price, chops up the ice, traffics in vice. Oh, no. Kills all the mice in the church. So that would be cruel. Maybe I better start again. Eleanor Rigby picked up the rice in the church for her wedding had been. Lives in a dream, waits by the window, wearing a face that she keeps in the jar by the door. That's strange. Most of my friends wear their faces on their head. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Father McKenzie writing the words to a sermon that no one will hear. No one is near. Look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What a weird old priest this guy is. First he writes a sermon for a bunch of deaf people, and he turns off the lights in his room and darn socks. Can't you just hear him in the dark with those sharp needles? And knit one, ouch, and pearl two, ooh, and knit one, ouch, pearl two, ouch. No wonder they call him the Band-Aid Bishop. Oh, the song. No one's to care, all the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the bony people, no, all the ornery, all the ugly people, pugly reaple, I'm a creeple, a gold climb a steeple, no. Oh, where do they all belong? Eleanor Rigby, Catherine Figby, Gwendolyn Bugley, Bugby, let's go play rugby, Madeline Snagby, Clustering Hugby, you know, Harriet Gentry, Victor Borgi, Liberace, Thomas Dewey, Rudy Valley, Mike Mazurki, Albuquerque, have some jerky, you're a turkey. Eleanor Rigby died in the church and was buried along with her name. Nobody came. Speaking of churches, did you hear about the religious skunk who went to church each Sunday and sat in his own pew? Did you hear about the frustrated duck? He couldn't get his down up. Father McKenzie, wiping the dirt from his hand as he works from the grave. There's that funky McKenzie guy again. Not only he writes punk sermons and louses up his socks, but he can't even throw dirt straight. You dig 16 ton and what do you get? Filthy! Ready for the biz bag. Oh, look at all the lonely people. All the lonely people. Where do they all belong? Oh, my little hand.
Upon a time, there were two brothers who would always like to act like stooges. Mopop Curly on the head, he poked his eyes, and it is what their shtick included. And then along came Larry. He didn't have a care, his curly hair, he fit right in, it was so plain to see. They found a studio, and then they made a TV show at last. Now they were the Stooges 3.
Mo said, this is such a stroke of luck. Curly thought a minute, then said, yuck, yuck, yuck. Mo's haircut was really cool. The other guys, he'd always fool, and Curly was pudgy. When he went into the court, he neared the bench and called his honor judgy wudgy. And then along came Larry. He simply was divine, his back were fine, and then one time he was a painter too. They called him Mary Lay. He worked together with Omay as well as their assistant Curly Q. Mo said, we are a big bunch of nuts. Curly thought a minute, it's a nyak, nyak, nyak. Simply was divine as Dr. Fine, and then one time he was a painter too. They called him Harry Lay. He worked together with Omay as well as their assistant Curly Q. Mo said, we are a big bunch of nuts. Curly thought a minute, it's a nyak, nyak, nyak. Nyak, 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 nyak. Nyak, 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 nyak. Nyak, 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 nyak. Nyak, nyak.
Mr. Friend Dufo, what a crazy guy. Always makes us laugh. You know, when your kid, you do anything for a dare. You hang over the edge of a roof on a board for a dare. Well, we seen this guy just trying to get Dufo to hang over the edge of a roof on a board. And we seen a board. It was a little thin board. And we told him it wouldn't hold you, you know. So he's going to do it anyway. What a crazy guy. We used to play roof tag. Everybody has to run over the roofs. And everybody has to run under the wire for ratty or something, I don't know. So anyway, everybody runs under the wire but Dufo. Gets him right in the neck. What a crazy guy. You know, a guy can't swim, he throw him in the water, he gets scared. We seen this guy couldn't swim, we throw him in the water, and he's getting real scared. So I tell him, Dufo, hey, pull him out. You know, he's drowning, he's turning blue, everything. So he keeps pushing him in again. What a crazy guy. We used to play backyard race. Everybody has to run across the backyard and climb over the fence, and run across the backyard and climb over the fence, and like that. And whoever gets sitting in first wins. So there's one backyard, every time we run across, a lady comes out and throws things at us. You know, water, pans, bottles, everything. And her husband gets real mad. He puts up a board with nails in it. So every time we climb over the fence, we have to jump over the nails. So one time he's out climbing over the fence, everybody jumps over the nails but Dufo. 16 stitches. What a crazy guy. We used to take different cars and drive it around. We didn't keep them or anything. You know, some guys sell them. We didn't sell them or anything. We used to park them in front of the police station when we shoot them. Well, we seen his car. It was a 39 Packard, and the keys is in it, so we was driving around. So I said, let's go over to Dufo's house. So we went over there and left it out in front and went inside. And I said, hey, Dufo, there's my car right there. How do you like it? So he says, that ain't your car. You know, he's real dumb. So I told him, sure, here's the keys. I said, go ahead, take your girl for a ride. So he gets in it. He just gets around the corner and the cops pick him up. He's on 2 years probation. Well, I'll see you around, huh?
Hi, I'm Dub Dudley, a professional truck driver, and now a hit songwriter to you. How many times have you been behind the wheel of a big rig, humming along to the CB, saying to yourself, heck, I could probably write a half-decent song? Well, heck, you probably could, and I'm here to help. Because with the famous Truck Driver's School of Songwriting course, you'll be jamming notes as well as gears and changing keys as smooth as you change lanes. Just listen to some of the hit songs written by our graduates.
Driving a big truck, driving a big truck, driving a big, big truck. Driving a big truck.
I said, baby, I'll have some coffee. She said, is that for here or to go? I said, babe, I've been driving all night long. I'd like to set a spell, you know.
Yes, with the famous truck driver's school of songwriting, you'll learn how to turn an 18-wheeler into 18-karat gold. Just send $9.99 for our free booklet, How to Write Songs About Trucks, and Truck Drivers, and Truck Stops, and the Trucking Industry, and Women Who Will Do Just About Anything. Right back at you, good buddy.
The famous truck driver's school of songwriting, not affiliated with the famous songwriter's school of truck driving or the AFL-CIO.
Can't you get it to go? Is your battery low?
No, I don't think so.
Try pulling out of the choke.
Try looking under the hood.
Try pulling out of the choke.
Try looking under the hood.
Looking under the hood never did any good.
The choke must be broke.
Bring that beer over here, 'cause I need it to still.
I don't think.
Try putting out all the wires. Try some cheese in the cracks. Try dynamite in the tank. Smash all the glass with axe.
Do you have any grease? Pour it over the seats.
Oh my God.
Take a car,
take a bus, could take a motorcycle, could take a helicopter, could take a tractor, could take a snowmobile. Give me a ride, give me a ride, give me a ride down the hill. You're the one that's giving me the ride. I don't know how to drive.
Why don't you all just have a seat there, get out your notebooks and your pencils, smoke them if you got them, and we'll begin. We started that last set, and by the way, that is the last set. You're almost done. Hang in there. Started the last set with Eleanor Rigby by Doodles Weaver. You remember Doodles. Doodles worked a lot with Spike Jones. Doodles also did a lot of work on TV and films. He was in The Birds. He did a Monkees episode. He did many other things. He had his own TV show, The Doodles Weaver Show, which replaced the Sid Caesar Show of Shows back in 1951 for the summer. Worked with Spike. Wrote a book called Spiked, which never made it to publishing because Doodles shot himself in 1983, and that was that. We heard from Alan Lieberman, along came Larry. Larry has had a long career of singing folk songs and humorous little things for Jewish children. Following that, Wally Cox and Dufo. Wally, of course, was the voice of Underdog, did approximately 4.5 million episodes of The Hollywood Squares, What's My Line, things like that. Had his own show called Mr. Peepers. I think it was about kind of a nerdy school teacher or something like that. Contrary to the image there, Wally was actually quite a buff guy, apparently. He was big and strong and was quite the outdoors athlete type. He was childhood friends with Marlon Brando in Chicago. And rumor has it that on Brando's death, he had his ashes mingled with Wally's, and they scattered them in Death Valley somewhere. Ew. After that, Travis Delimited and the famous Truck Driver's School of Songwriting. I'm a truck driver. I can write a halfway decent song. That was from the album called Teen Comedy Party, which was in 1982 and re-released on CD in the year 2000. Those guys are from the D.C. area, and they've been around as long as time. And I will have to tell you that because podcasting is not cheap, we're going to have to bring you some sort of commercial every week. That was this week's. I've got some sort of agency involved. I don't know. It was dark. They were big. I don't know who they are. But I've had to sign up to underwrite the festivities here at the Bits Lab. Following that, Nick Mason's Fictitious Sports, and that was Can't Get My Motor to Start, my all-time favorite car song from 1979, and the only Nick Mason Fictitious Sports album, which basically is a Carla Bley album. I mean, she wrote all the songs and co-produced it. The album features people like Chris Spedding, Robert Wyatt, Terry Adams, Carla's husband Mike Mantler, and the vocal there was by Karen Kraft, not Carla, the poor little hapless car owner. After that, Wild Man Fisher, Give Me a Ride Down the Hill. Larry is still around. He's 64 years old now, and he's been in and out of institutions since he was age 16 with paranoid schizophrenia and bipolarism, which, of course, back then was not considered as much of a disease as it is now. You may have seen the film about him on IFC or somewhere called Derailroaded Inside the Mind of Wild Man Fisher in 2005 by Josh Rubin and Jeremy Lubin. And rumor has it that Larry Fisher, Wild Man Fisher, actually appeared on stage in 2006 with the band Smegma. Are they still around too? I don't know. Anyway, that'll take you to where we are now, which is the end. Yay, you did it. This week. I want you to come back next week, and we'll have more of this stuff for you. I will kind of warn you that most of this stuff comes off of old cassettes, so the condition of them and the quality of the recordings is not what it could be, but I do promise to do the best I can, and I will try to keep you guessing every week, so please join me next week. Once again, if you want to get a hold of me, it's kbcradio@hotmail.com, and I should have a Facebook page up pretty soon. I'm not sure when that's going to happen yet, but keep an eye open for that, and I'll keep you posted. In the meantime, have a good week, and I will see you next week. I got one more for you that will go nameless, but enjoy it anyway. See ya.
I'm afraid of Hollywood. I'm afraid of snakes. I'm afraid of bumblebees. And I'm afraid of rakes. I'm afraid of fire. And I'm afraid to fight. I'm afraid I'll get locked in the gin. And I'm afraid of eating tripe. But I'm the bravest man in the whole wide world, 'cause I ain't afraid of girls. I'm the bravest man in the whole wide world, 'cause I ain't afraid of girls. I ain't afraid when they're beautiful. I ain't afraid when they're real smart. I don't get nervous when they're fabulous. I ain't afraid they fall apart. I love it when they're hot and sexy. I love it when they get a little corny. I don't mind it when they cry a lot. I ain't afraid when they get horny. I ain't afraid when they cling to me and they say they're in love. I love it when they're quite like it. I love it when they push and shove. I'm afraid of thunderstorms. I'm afraid of scary dogs. I'm afraid of rambling moon. And I'm afraid of God. But I'm the bravest man in the whole wide world, 'cause I ain't afraid of girls. I'm the bravest man in the whole wide world, 'cause I ain't afraid of girls. I ain't afraid if they're goody good, or don't you go to church. I like it when they're evil, Lord, I love them for better or worse. I ain't afraid when they're really strong, or if they're rich or poor. I ain't afraid when they're telephone to come knocking at my door. I like it when they need me, and I like it when they don't. If they think I'm just their stud or their savior on a horse. I'm afraid of real fast cars. I'm afraid of losing my keys. I'm afraid of men from Mars. And I'm afraid of climbing trees. But I'm the bravest man in the whole wide world, 'cause I ain't afraid of girls. I'm the bravest man in the whole wide world, 'cause I ain't afraid of girls.